Hey y'all, Scott here, and Extry Extry, read all about it. E3 2017 looms. Turns out the newspaper industry was struggling so hard they let virginity reign supreme, and now we're getting front page headlines like this now. As a fan of the video game industry, E3 is one of the greatest times of the year. Even though they're referred to as press conferences, the presentations at the start of the show are so much more than that. Events like CES have press conferences, but it never feels like the companies are trying to win the event. At E3, all the companies are trying to one-up each other, which leads to jaw-dropping announcements nobody saw coming, or announcements to appease fans everywhere. However, E3 back in the day was more so CES, but for games. E3 1995 was the first show held in the event's history, taking place from May 11th to the 13th. The big three that had a presence at the show were Nintendo, Sony, and Sega, with 3DO, Atari, and numerous third parties joining them. 3DO's conference was a crock and a half. They mainly focused on their upcoming console, the M2. It was canceled in 1997, but check these swift graphics it could pump out. God, I'm sorry, it was just so real! It was like I was really watching a video of a pre-rendered cutscene! One of the most annoying things about this conference to me was the fact that they showed off these graphical demos and then at the end, showed them again! You see, these demos were all a part of one video, they transitioned into each other, but the presentation shows the demos edited without the transitions out of context, and then they're all like, and now check this out, and it's the same demos we saw beforehand, just uncut! As I previously stated, it's pretty obvious these are pre-rendered demos and not actual gameplay. This is a practice that's been happening since the very beginning, so don't act like only recently game developers started doing this. Also, I like how the 3DO guy brags about how much porn is on the console.
I've been thinking of a brand new rating system based on how many knee slaps I give something, so we might as well try it out. Out of 5 knee slaps, I give 3DO's conference a...
Nintendo had to delay the Nintendo 64, then name the Nintendo Ultra 64, by a year, so in place of their big new console, they talked about piracy. Literally just piracy. They said the Virtual Boy was coming out, basically holding everybody over until the N64, but fundamentally, their entire conference was former chairman of NOA Howard Lincoln talking about counterfeit cartridges and devices.
This innocent-looking thing is known as the video game pocket, a machine to make counterfeit software.
That was it. So Nintendo showed off a few SNES games like Killer Instinct, Donkey Kong Country 2, and Earthbound, while also showing off the Virtual Boy, so they had some good games to show off, but it was definitely lacking. E3 1995 was an infamous E3 for Sega, as it emphasized their slow spiral into "we're scrimp." Honestly, their conference was leagues better than 3DO's or Nintendo's, and it takes a lot to be better than porn brags and bootleg finger wags. Sega actually showed off a fair amount of games, even showing some affection for the aging Sega Genesis, announcing Comic Zone.
We have hot new products awaiting launch on all our platforms. It's just a sampling of this. Let me mention Comic Zone.
But it was all about the Sega Saturn, and Sega announced it was available now for $399. Not one of the smartest tactics around.
We started our rollout of Sega Saturn yesterday. We're at retail today at 1800 Toys R Us, software, etc., and electronic boutique stores around the U.S. and Canada. Our retail price is between $399 and $449.
This angered retailers, as this gave them very little prep time or time at all to get consumers excited, or even to inform consumers, which led the Saturn down the road of nobody knows this console exists. It was one of the most infamous events in Sega's career in the console business, but the conference could have been far worse. Sony's conference felt like it flew right by. To be fair, all of these conferences are only around 20 to 30 minutes, but the majority of them dragged. Sony's was pretty quick, even though it was just about 20 minutes of, "Look at us, we're Sony, we sell Concrete Matter and even the Walkman."
Camcorders designed by paper bag? Okay, let's get this done.
The show was basically Sony explaining why they're entering the games industry, popping up a sizzle reel and then giving Sega a solid lick to the chin with the announcement that the PlayStation would retail for $299, 100 bones less than the Saturn.
Sony Computer Entertainment President of America. Anyways, join me for a brief presentation. $299.
Yikes! This was back when game companies were feisty with each other and didn't mind getting aggressive. Nowadays, they have respect for each other in chunk. I mean, that's nice, but you kinda want a $2.99 moment every now and then, you know? Atari didn't have a huge presence at the show, as everybody had already basically written them off. However, they did show off the Atari Jaguar VR, which never came to market. E3 was obviously less about the fans back in the day, and felt more like an investors' meeting. Of course, the press conferences weren't streamed or broadcast anywhere for fans to watch, so the shows were obviously going to be a bit on the dry side.
To put it lightly, I think it's pretty neato to see where E3 all started, and I have no doubt in the future we'll be taking a look at E3s to follow. And I hope you all look forward to my live reactions to E3 2017 being uploaded right as we speak, as I'm reusing my old live reactions from E3 2014.
What?
Classic me. Me being me. That's me for ya, the lovable show Scott!